The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Good evening, my friends. This is a night of appreciation. Win number 80 is in the books. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Royals shut out the Yankees in the Bronx, a 5-0 victory with a classic combination. A combination that we've been watching this team put forth for months now. Elite starting pitching and some big knocks from the top of the lineup. Royals win 5-0 as not a single New York Yankee ever reached second base. Now, Seth Lugo was in a rocking chair in this one, just in his bag. Tempo, he said it from the outset. Okay, Gleyber Torres picks up a leadoff knock. And then it's 1-2-3 in the first, in the second, third, fourth, fifth. The Yankees don't pick up another hit off of Lugo until the sixth inning. And you know what this is? Now, maybe it's shame on me that it's taken 146 games for me to realize this, but I think this is how deep into the season you need to be to truly put this in context. You know what we're watching, right? As Cole Reagans takes the mound tomorrow to try and grab this series victory in New York and earn a 500 record over the course of this riptide, the 20 straight games against playoff teams and only playoff teams. With a win tomorrow, the Royals go an even 500. That was the dream going into it. Go 10-10. I'll take 8 wins, but boy, we'll be celebrating a playoff berth if the Royals are able to rattle off a 10-10 swim through the riptide. But what we're watching right now is Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans battle it out for the title, best season by a Royal since Zach Greinke's Cy Young Award season back in 2009. Again, the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965, whatever it is you're appreciative of as the boys get back to 14 games above 500 and are going to maintain at a 5.5-game cushion, protecting that playoff spot they currently possess. We'll see what happens with the Guardians, But the Royals will at least maintain that 3.5-game deficit they face to overtake the Guardians and win the American League Central title for the first time since 2015. I go back to the On Deck show earlier today, and I took a moment out of the On Deck show just to shine a light on the duo that is Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez, who tonight went a combined 3-for-9, driving in 3 runs and scoring 1 of their own. As again, the top 3 in the lineup do the damage tonight. Tommy Pham, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, a combined to go 5-for-14. They drive in 4 of the 5 runs and they score 2 of the 5 runs. So again, it was a classic combination of elite starting pitching, and I'd love to give some love to the defense, but they really weren't needed. Now, they made the fundamental plays, no doubt about it. The fundamentally sound plays, they made it. The routine plays, they made them. But Seth Lugo, Chris Bubich, John Schreiber didn't need anything more than that from the defense tonight. So the hallmarks of this team, the standard that has been set by this team of elite pitching, elite defense, aggressive base running, and big knocks with runners in scoring position from the dudes at the top, yeah, for the most part, that was on display tonight. Lugo, base running. How about Dairon Blanco with a pair of stolen bases tonight? He's now top 15 in baseball with 28 bags. And then, Bobby, Salvi, they come through with knocks in big spots. Right, Salvi, Bobby, each with a knock with a runner in scoring position. Bobby leads Major League Baseball, hitting .386 with a runner in scoring position. Salvi's top 10. He's hitting .340 with a runner in scoring position. But earlier today on the On Deck show, I wanted to shine a light on the duo that is Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. I made the case that in the last 30 years, there's one, maybe two duos like this. Like this in that you have a superstar shortstop and a Hall of Famer at another premium position. The only examples of this that I could remember were Alex Rodriguez and Ken Griffey Jr. back in 1998 for that Mariners team, where you had two seasons like this, putting up numbers comparable to what Bobby and Salvi are doing. Closest thing I could find, A-Rod and the kid. Now, if you want to put in there again, Derek Jeter with Jorge Posada, Derek Jeter with Bernie Williams, okay, we can do that. But I wanted to shine that light because for as much fun as this is, for as much fun as these final 16 games will be, and for as amazing as the postseason run hopefully presents itself to be, you and I are going to talk for the rest of our lives about this duo. That we had a front row seat for Bobby and Salvi to play together. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, who knows how long it lasts. But this 2024 might be the best we ever see from the duo. And Salvi's only getting older. Well, Bobby's only getting better. And yet you look at what Salvi's doing. He's the 6th player in the big leagues this season to reach 100 RBI. So as I shine a light on Bobby and Salvi and remind us all that we're going to talk for the rest of our lives about watching these two together, just like we do with Mahomes and Kelsey. Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo deserve to be in that conversation as well, because one of them will end the season with the title of the best campaign this city has seen since 2009 when Zach Greinke took home the Cy Young Award. I mean, they're going back and forth every single time. Once you're convinced, okay, Seth Lugo's the ace, Cole Reagans comes out and says, I'd like a word. Okay, Cole Reagans, you're the ace. Seth Lugo goes out and spends 7 innings of 3-hit baseball in the Bronx. 10 strikeouts as he becomes the 5th pitcher in franchise history to have double-digit strikeouts 4 or more times in a single season. We can go back and forth, but man, how impressive is it to have the greatest duo that this franchise has ever seen, not only at the plate, but these two have a case to make to put up there with Mark Gubazon, Brett Saberhagen back in 1989. The duos in the rotation, the duo in the lineup. We're watching history, Kansas City. Royals history, sure. But history nonetheless. I want to hear from you. Let's talk about this one. Royals shut out the Yankees 5-0. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. Let's go to Paul from Kansas City who joins us from the Big Apple. Paul, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. First of all, I want to say, I know you hear this a lot, but you do such a great job with this show. Thanks for hosting this for us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My main question is, what do you think are the obstacles? Like, I was always thinking it was the bullpen until recently, but like tonight, these Yankee fans on the train were saying that they're convinced the Royals are poised and positioned for a better, deeper run in the playoffs than the Yankees. So I was wondering what you think are the obstacles that we face for that happening.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Paul. Look, it always comes down to pitching, right? The Yankees pitching in a 3-game series, a 5-game, a 7-game series. The Yankees pitching can be every bit as good as the Royals pitching. Now, Lugo, Reagans, Waka, those are your three starters. New York's going to be able to throw. Garrett Cole, maybe Carlos Rodon, Marcus Stroman, formidable. But their bullpen, maybe the names are a little bit more well-known, but the anxiety that courses through Yankees fans is the same as it is in Kansas City. You know, outside of Cleveland, Milwaukee, maybe San Diego, even in those towns, man, their fans aren't comfortable with their third best reliever. Now, maybe Milwaukee, Cleveland, San Diego's third best reliever is better than Sam Long, Chris Bubich, whoever right now you would say is the third best reliever in this Royals bullpen. So as far as the message from Yankees fan of the Royals being better position for a postseason run, I don't know about that. The only reason I'll go along with that is because of the Royals'
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore.
In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Defense and the Royals base running. We've already seen it over the first two games. The amount of additional 90 feet that the Yankees have handed the Royals. Royals don't do that. Now, Royals take the extra 90 feet, even when you don't gift wrap it for them. So that, to me, can win you a playoff game. That will certainly be an edge come October that the Royals have over, you know, I would certainly say over New York, over Minnesota, over Houston of the playoff teams. I think Cleveland can run. Baltimore can run. So what's the hindrance for the Royals? You know, to me, there isn't one glaring issue right now. For as much as you want to panic about the bullpen come October is going to look very different. I talked about it earlier today. Right now, you know, the final spot in the playoff bullpen might be a battle between, is Hunter Harvey healthy? If not, who would you rather have, James McArthur or John Schreiber? Right, because come the postseason, you have to think it's going to be three starters. Certainly in that three-game wildcard series, it's only three starters. It's Lugo, it's Waka, it's Reagans. Urseg and Long and Bubich are in the bullpen, so you're down to five spots. You want another lefty, you go with Daniel Lynch. Alec Marsh and Brady Singer, to me, are good options out of the bullpen, more so than any other available righty. So then again, it leaves John Schreiber and James McArthur. Who can get hot? You know, for as much as I want to say, oh, something that could hurt the Royals come October is if guys like MJ and Massey and Freddie Fermin and Kyle Isbell can't come through with the big knock. Yeah, certainly, but the case can be said, or that case can be made for every team in Major League Baseball. If your bottom of the lineup is presented with big knocks and they don't come through, yeah, you're going to rue the day. Because come the postseason, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, they're not going to face the same pitcher three times. They might not see the same guy twice. So someone else will likely need to step up. But to me, there isn't a glaring issue right now for this team where I say, well, if they fall short, it's going to be because of that. Honestly, the Royals, to me, are now at a stage where if they fall short, it's going to be because of something that they did not do. It's going to be because they fell short of the standard that they've created for themselves. If their starter isn't elite, if their defense isn't elite, if their base running isn't aggressive and smart, and if the big names at the top don't come through with runners in scoring position, you know, that's how this team arrived at 80-66 on the season. And that's how they're going to arrive to the ALDS, CS, and the World Series. That's how they're getting to the playoffs. That, in my opinion, is how they will stay in the playoffs. Way to get us started, Paul. Hope you had a good time. One of the more than 34,000 in the building to watch the Royals pick up their ninth shutout of the season and their third shutout in the last five games. Let's go to Scott in Baldwin City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing tonight? I appreciate it.
Hey, nice to hear from you.
Any rate, it's been a long time since I called in. What a lot of people don't realize is that the Kansas City Royals bought you from the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, I hear a lot of people calling in now, and they're finally appreciating you for what you are, which is the greatest, and that's fine.
Well, I never worked for either of those teams. I wish I did. I'd have a lot more money if I did.
No, they bought you from the Brewers. At any rate, do you remember long ago you used to fill in on the national broadcast as well? Like you would fill in.
I think you got the wrong guy.
Only in all that stuff. Yeah, you did.
I'm just some bozo in Kansas City, man.
Jacket, for the national broadcast. Come on, man. You don't remember that?
No, Scott, right, I appreciate the phone call, man. I don't think we're having much of a conversation here, but I appreciate the nice things you're saying. I think you maybe have me confused with Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City. Either way, man. Yeah, no, you don't. I haven't worn a suit since 2014. Maybe 2015. I guess whenever I wear a suit, that means the Royals are good. Maybe you're talking about MLB Network. Yeah, maybe. Scott, I appreciate it, buddy. I know you're just trying to pick me up. But I'll tell you this. Seth Lugo did enough tonight to pick me up and to pick up all Royals fans as he lowers his ERA to 2.94. That's top five in Major League Baseball. Picked up his 16th win of the season. Nobody in the sport has more. He's now at 193 innings pitched. Nobody in baseball has thrown more. And 10 strikeouts tonight gives him 169. Now, Cole Reagans is the strikeout king inside this Royals rotation, but don't look now. Seth Lugo, top 20 in Major League Baseball with those 169 punchouts. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Royals win 5-0, and the battle between Lugo and Reagans continues. Who is it that's going to take the crown of the best regular season we've seen by a Royals pitcher since Zach Greinke's Cy Young Award campaign back in 2009? It's happening before us, and with 16 games to go, it's still a jump ball right now. That's how special Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo have been. Both continue to vie for an American League Cy Young Award, and both continue to prepare for the postseason. Royals heading to the postseason. Now, it's not official, right? I guess we can't spike the football, but you're 5.5 games up with 16 to play. Bobby, Salvi, Lugo, Waka, Reagan, Singer, Urseg, they're not going to allow that to slip away. They cannot gag that away. I'll tell you that right now. Royals win tonight 5-0. They're on pace for 89 wins this season. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get back to your phone calls and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
And they would go on to win 5-0. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5. Bobby Witt Jr. put the boys on top with an RBI single. Two pitches later, as you just heard, Salvi made it 2-0. That lead would grow to 3 as Salvi again with a 2-out RBI single, giving him 100 RBIs for the season. He's the 7th player in franchise history with multiple seasons with 100 RBI. So 3-0 after Salvi's stake there in the 5th. 4-0 after Tommy Pham hits a leadoff bomb in the 7th, his 2nd since joining the guys. And then Dairon Blanco creates the 5th run as he pinch runs for Hunter Renfro to lead off the 8th inning. Blanco steals 2nd, steals 3rd, and scores on a Michael Garcia sack fly. 5-0 Royals win, their 80th win of the season. They reach 80 wins for the first time since 2017. 80 wins was reached in game number 161 of 2017. It's reached tonight in game number 146. Let's go back to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. We go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Gordon Love. Seth Lugo did very good today. And, you know, just keep on putting the pressure on the Yankees. Our bullpen had a nice day today because they didn't have much work. And I have a question for you. I was busy doing something else later, but what do you envision Michael Lorenzen's role when he comes back? Is he going to move to the bullpen and be that last bullpen piece, or is he going to be that starter just in case, like, Singer or somebody else or Walker gets injured? I'll listen off there.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Michael Lorenzen made his first appearance of a rehab assignment tonight down in Northwest Arkansas. Wasn't planning on throwing a ton of pitches. You know, they were looking for about 30 to 40. He ended up throwing 38 pitches. Recorded 5 outs, gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, a pair of punch outs, and a walk. J.J. Piccolo told Cody and Gold earlier today he could be back as early as this weekend. And if that happens, that's going to be in a bullpen role. Alec Marsh has done nothing to lose his spot in the rotation, right? 3 starts in, he's given the team a chance to win in all 3. You know, first of all, I also don't know how Michael Lorenzen came out of this start. You know, how's that hamstring feel? How does it feel tomorrow? You know, if everything is right, yeah, you can keep stretching him out. Do it at the big league level. Does anyone think Michael Lorenzen gets a postseason start? You know, knock on wood that Waka, Singer, Lugo, Reagans, nobody, succumbs to injury. But unless something like that happens, no, Michael Lorenzen is a bullpen arm. I wanted him to be a bullpen arm when they first brought him in. I was wrong because he pitched so very well in the rotation. But yeah, to answer your question, if he returns this weekend, it's going to be in a bullpen role. But again, that is reason why to worry about the bullpen, the regular season bullpen to me is just so very tired. Because this bullpen has been what it's been all season. But this bullpen is going to look a lot different in 3 weeks. Playoffs begin 3 weeks from tonight. Game 1 of the wild card series, wherever it may be, it begins 3 Tuesdays from tonight. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what the winning pitcher had to say after this one. Seth Lugo, 7 shutout innings. No walks, 3 hits, 10 strikeouts. His 20th quality start of the season. 20 quality starts in 30 outings. And don't look now, but the Royals rotation is getting back in the early season form. Really getting back in the form that we've seen a majority of this season. And that form is the type that delivers a quality start in nearly 50% of their games. Tonight was the Royals' 71st quality start, game number 146. Now, they're going to have to get hot down the stretch, but it's possible. 10 quality starts in the final 16 games. Finish the season with a quality start in 50% of them. That would be something else. Seth Lugo certainly did his part. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
You know, it's been since, I was across the city that I pitched in New York. So, yeah, I would say, there was some anticipation to pitch in New York City again.
There's been, questions of whether you could be a starter, as you know, over the years. You're 7 innings away from 200. What does that mean to you?
I mean, that's huge, so far make every start and, to pitch deep into games consistently. That's, I think that's really important for a starter to do. And, it's a good feeling being able to prove myself and do that.
When did you realize you were going to have a great game? Because it really started from the first inning.
I mean, honestly, with that lineup, you never know. It can change. I think, it was a 2-3 run game, a lot of the game. And, a couple bad pitches and, it's over. So that lineup's relentless. So you don't ever really get comfortable.
Seth, did it mean that much more against a potential playoff foe setting out their A lineup?
Well, I know they got a lot of guys who can really swing the bat, but I think it really comes down to the game yesterday, a tough loss, and really wanted to even the series right there, so, I think it was an important win.
Why were you able to be so much more effective tonight?
I was locating all my pitches. I don't think there was a pitch that I didn't think I could throw where I wanted. It was just one of those nights I had everything working.
Do you like pitching here?
Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere is great. It's it's a great mound. That's one thing I think a lot of pitchers realize, you know, the dirt's excellent, but, a lot of energy and, you know, it's always fun.
Are the games feeling that much more important now as you're into the last 3 weeks?
Well, I mean, for me, you know, every game's just as important as the next, whether it's opening day or the last week of the season. I think if you take the mentality that every game's important, I think that's really important to do throughout the long season like this.
Seth, can you see the frustration on those guys? Like you said, you're throwing the ball wherever you want to put it, and they just can't. I mean, changing speeds, hitting all the quads in the strike zone. Do you feel like kind of in control of game when that's going on?
Today I felt in control. As far as seeing their frustration, I didn't really notice anything. I think I was just so locked in on how I was feeling, how the ball was coming out of my hands, that was my biggest focus.
Seth Lugo following 7 shutout innings, his 6th start of the season with at least 6 scoreless innings. Nobody in baseball has more. Lugo's ERA falls below 3 tonight. It now sits at 2.94. 30 starts into the season, an ERA below 3? That's only happened 14 times in franchise history prior to tonight. Mark Gubiza, Charlie Liebrandt, Brett Saberhagen, Kevin Apier did it twice. To make 30 starts is impressive enough. 30 starts, sub-3 ERA, 16 wins. Now that's happened, 5 times in franchise history? Again, Seth Lugo is putting together one of the finest years ever put forth by a Royal. And tomorrow, as we get ready to watch Cole Reagans, he'll continue this back-and-forth battle that's been happening all season between the two all-star hurlers. Who takes the title of best Royal season since Zach's best Royal season? 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's our text line number. 913-586-7965. Royals win 5-0. We'll head back inside that clubhouse to get back to the phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's postgame show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play!
Your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
It would grow even larger, 5-0 in the 8th. That would be your final score as the Royals even up this 3-game series in the Bronx, shutting out the Yankees in a historic performance. Yeah, no, that's not hyperbolic. You can dive into the numbers, as pointed out earlier today by the director of media relations for the Kansas City Royals, Nick Cappelli, tweets out the Royals became the first team ever to hold the Yankees to no runs, no walks, with 14 strikeouts. So yeah, historic performance tonight. Tommy Pham's home run there just continues his outstanding Royals debut. He's 9 starts into his time in Royal Blue. 9 starts, he has 10 hits. He's driven in 5 runs. He's scored 5 runs. And Tommy Pham has an OPS just shy of 800. Guy just hits bullets. A 105-mile-per-hour blast off of the bat to lead off the 7th inning. A 1-0 sinker up and in for Mark Leiter Jr. Tommy Pham puts all of his muscle into that bad boy. He jacks it to left field 392 feet. As the Royals continue to give this pitching staff some cushion, which they didn't need tonight. As Seth Lugo spins 7 innings of 3-hit baseball. Chris Bubich goes 3 up, 3 down. John Schreiber goes 3 up, 3 down. The offensive story of the night was Salvador Perez. Right, Salvi picking up RBI number 100 on the season. And something that I think has gone underappreciated. You know, I talk about the riptide, this 20-game stretch against only playoff teams. Royals are, you know, just like they did in the deep end of the first 2 months of the season, they are backstroking through that bad boy, just having the time of their life through what we thought was going to be a treacherous stretch. No, 9-10 in the riptide. Do you know what Salvi's done in this stretch? Again, you're only playing playoff teams. Philly, Cleveland, Minnesota, the Yankees, I mean, the best of the best, Astros, in the first 19 games of the Riptide. Salvi has 15 RBIs. He's hitting 296 with an OPS just shy of 900. Salvi is dominating this stretch the way that you would expect a future Hall of Famer, the way that you would expect a captain to lead the way. After the game, Marcus Stroman, who takes the loss tonight, Yankees right-hander, he gave up 3 earned runs. 2 of those runs came off of the bat of Salvador Perez. Here's what Stroh had to say after the game about Salvador Perez.
Man, he's just, he expands way off the plate. He just, you feel like he can get to every pitch. You almost feel like you're better off just throwing the ball right down the middle sometimes. You do your best job to throw it off the plate and execute, and he still finds a way to get a hit. So, yeah, he's incredible. I think he's one of the best catchers of all time.
There you go. Marcus Stroman, courtesy of the Yes Network. Salvi has driven in 25 runs in his last 30 games. Royals win 5-0. Bobby Witt Jr., yeah, he continued to do something to help the team win. No, it wasn't a eye-popping lead SportsCenter performance, but a 1-for-5 day. He scores a run, he drives in a run, he makes all the routine plays there at shortstop. He showcases that world-class speed, scoring from first on Salvi's single to left field. Bobby Witt Jr., that run scored, put the Royals up 2-0. But gave him 120 runs scored on the season. That's the most in Major League Baseball, and he becomes the third player in Royals franchise history to score 120 runs in a season. Only Johnny Damon back in 2000 and Willie Wilson back in 1980 scored 120 runs in one Royals season. The Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
Com to join, member owned, open to all, invested in you. Bobby's batting average, still the best in Major League Baseball, .334, and his OPS of .983 is good for fourth best in the sport. Hey, I want to head back inside that Yankees clubhouse. They're giving a lot of, understandably, giving a lot of love to Seth Lugo, including their manager, Aaron Boone.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably, you know, as good a performance against us this year. We were silent, and you know, I think he was ahead in the count. Looked like he was really dotting his location-wise with a big mix. You know, I mean, it's two fastballs, its cutter, its slider, its curveball, its change, and varied the speeds on all of those. So, and then got a lead ahead in the count and, you know, not making a lot of mistakes, was off our barrel, and had some swing and miss in there too. So, you know, really until Soto hit the ball hard to left and then Wells got the base hit, you know, he did a good job of just staying away from any kind of trouble from against us.
Yeah, those were the only two hits tonight, or the only two exit velos north of 100 miles per hour. Seth Lugo faced 24 batters tonight. Only two times did he get squared up. Right, Juan Soto's fly out to the opposite field to finish off the sixth inning. And then, yeah, that Austin Wells one-out single in the seventh. Just complete and utter domination as Seth Lugo, I guess you can throw John Schreiber in there as well, those two held Juan Soto and Aaron Judge to a combined 0-for-8. Judge strikes out twice against Lugo. Soto goes down once against Lugo and once against John Schreiber. Juan Soto, after the game, giving some love to Seth Lugo.
I think he was mixing it up, the pitches really well tonight, and he was just pounding the strike zone.
No doubt. Six innings for a major league leading 24th time. 24 of his 30 starts, Seth Lugo's given this team at least six. Tonight he went seven shutout innings. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. Rally Mantis is celebrating the 16th win of the season for Seth Lugo. Scott in Phoenix, shining a light on Chris Bubich. Yeah, I appreciate that. Bubich, 1-2-3 in the eighth, needing just 12 pitches. And since rejoining the big league club, or since he's got back, right? Since he returned from Tommy John surgery, Chris Bubich has 29 strikeouts and just three walks. 29 strikeouts and 22 innings of work. And I know that ERA is still around 3.5, but his numbers are even better than that would indicate. You dive into his FIP, fielding independent pitching, which is basically your ERA if the defense makes the routine plays behind you. Now, Bubich's ERA should be in the low twos. He's been fantastic. Struck out Anthony Rizzo and Anthony Volpe to finish off that 1-2-3 eighth inning. All right, let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, pal.
Tonight, you know, great love and respect by the Yankees, Boone and Stroman and Soto by giving some love and old Reagan's doing. How about Salvi, Josh? Yeah, now you're out with Carlton Fisk and Terry Steinbach with 34 years old that drive in 100 runs. So great job, and let's keep it going with Reagan's and take the series. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. Good job with the statistic, Dan. Salvador Perez, the third catcher in Major League Baseball history with 100 RBIs in a season where they're 34 years old or older. Hall of Famer Pudge Fisk, and a guy that I could never stand, Terry Steinbach. I never really cared for him. Again, I grew up in Michigan, so as a kid, I was a Tigers fan. I loved Mickey Tettleton. I wanted him to make the All-Star game, and Terry Steinbach of the A's made it over Mickey Tettleton, so I've hated him ever since. But yeah, congratulations to Salvi. 2-for-4 on the night. Another pair of RBIs as there are so many people I'm happy for. Most of them are you guys, that this team is postseason bound. But Salvador Perez, to get another opportunity, and I hope it's the first of many to come, right, as this team gets back into contention. But as we've learned over the past decade, it can get away from you quick. You know, a postseason drought grows quickly. Now, if it wasn't for the Detroit Tigers, the Royals would have the longest drought, postseason drought in the major leagues. Yeah, that happened quick. Maybe it didn't feel quick all the time. But to get Salvi back on that stage, to put Bobby on that stage, so for this rotation to get the love that they so that they deserve so very much, man, that's what excites me, is to see what they can do with that opportunity, what Lucas Urcik can do with his opportunity. Royals win 5-0. Thanks for the phone call, Dan. Nice hearing from you. Let's go back to the text line. Crown Town Clown writes in, Vern, the starting rotation, Bobby and Salvi, how could you not be the internal optimist for this postseason? Because anything can happen, and Goonies never say die. Is that right? Appreciate you listening. Bobby Witt Jr. has a hit in 14 of his 16 career games against the New York Yankees. He's a 350 hitter when taking on the Pinstripers. Bobby drove in a run as well. No, it's not the nice round number of 100, but he's had 99 for the season. That's top 10 in baseball. Picked up another base hit tonight, 194 on the season. That's number one in the sport. In fact, only 8 Royals in history have more hits in a season than what Bobby already has. He has 16 games to go, and he's already putting forth one of the 10 best base hit seasons this franchise has ever seen. Now, you can dive deeper into the numbers and easily make the case that Bobby's already had the greatest season ever put forth by a Royal, and I wouldn't fight you on that whatsoever. Royals, by the way, with this win tonight, improved to 65-7. 65-7 when they allow 3 runs or fewer. That simply reflective of elite starting pitching. One of, if not the best, rotation in Major League Baseball. Now, Philly, to me, is now the only team that can make that claim. Seattle might have some better numbers, but they don't instill the same type of hope, confidence, energy that this rotation does. Royal starters lower their ERA tonight thanks to Seth Lugo. Lower that ERA to 3.54. That's the second lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. Raj in the Ozarks, loving Tommy Pham. Another big night tonight for Pham, one of 3 Royals to record multiple hits. Pham, Salvi, and Kyle Isbell. Izzy picks up his first multi-hit game in nearly a month. Scores a pair of runs as well as he led things off in the third inning with an opposite field single. Came around to score what turns out to be the game-winning run in that second inning. And then Izzy led off the fifth inning, pulling one to the right side. Going down and out of the zone and looping a splitter into right field, Izzy jump-started the first 2 run-scoring innings of the night tonight for the boys in blue as they pick up win number 80 on the season. All right, let's go to Batman. You're next up on the post-game show. Go ahead.
You know what, Vern? This team's not going to back into the playoffs. They're going to go into the postseason like a Kansas tornado. I'm telling you, you want to know, Seth is the Sethinator. He's like the Terminator. He's unbelievable. And you got Nat King Cole Reagan tomorrow. And I'm telling you that we're sitting there.
Nat King Cole's intimidating.
The other team are in the hunt. We're sitting there beautifully. And we just got to keep on going, Vern. You know what's up.
Okay. Batman, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, the chestnuts roasted on an open fire doesn't really get me geared up to finish off the season against the finish off the series against the Yankees. I don't know about either one of those nicknames. Doesn't seem like you put enough thought into them. The Sethinator, that seems rather lazy. Anthony in Blue Springs on the text line has a nickname for Seth Lugo. He wants to call him the Chef. I thought Bobby already named him. Right? Didn't Bobby call... Yeah, in that interview he did with Annie Rogers, he called him the Surgeon. So if Bobby already called him the Surgeon, he's the Surgeon. I appreciate you guys trying. I appreciate you listening. If you ever miss the show, check out the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast, on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Reagan's and Luis Heel, 5 o'clock. Talk to you then. Take care.
been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 96.5thefan.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.